The Chicago-based band Wilco has been busy since the release of Wilco, the album, in 2009. They toured extensively, started their own record label, and their own music festival, Solid Sound, in North Adams, Massachusetts. And next week, Wilco releases its eighth studio album, The Whole Love. Both the New York Times and Entertainment Weekly put it on their list of albums to watch this fall. On it, the band experiments with strings, synthesizers. As the Times puts it, Wilco's all over the place, and that's exactly where the band flourishes.
I can't be so far away from my wasteland. I'll never know when I'm my ambulance, a horse of horns with my own hands. Almost.
That's Art of Almost from Wilco's new CD, The Whole Love. Lead singer, songwriter, guitarist Jeff Tweedy is the man behind Wilco, and he joins us now. Jeff, nice to talk to you again.
Nice to be here, there, / anywhere.
Anywhere. How would you put what you're doing on this new CD?
I don't know. I don't know how I would put it. I don't know if there's any succinct way to describe an hour-long record. I think Wilco approaches music from a lot of different angles on this record, and that makes it even more difficult to maybe synopsize.
Right. Let's hear the first single that you're releasing, I Might.
Was I wrong? All night long. So high. I was a stinking sun.
This song has what some of the other songs seem to have. We're going to play a little bit of The Whole Love in a second as well. There's almost like a retro feel to some of it. Am I feeling some of that?
Well, I think that most of what Wilco's done has a certain amount of, sense of history, a vocabulary that's based in a lot of classic rock music, and I think unashamedly so.
Yeah.
I think it's the stuff that's, I guess, I always describe it as our vocabulary. And hopefully we can say some different things with it and have it feel fresh. But yeah, we're a rock band, and we like the genre of rock music as a whole. And if that stuff comes out, it makes us happy.
I think it's The Whole Love that in the very beginning, it sounds like the Monkees are going to start playing or something. Let's listen. Daydream believer.
My cold miracles attack my back, bitter roses. I'm gonna bring them all back with hypnosis.
I love the Monkees. I think there was a period in my life where I preferred the Monkees to the Beatles, so. I had all of six records, and Monkees records was one of them, greatest hits. So I'm talking about when I was like 7 or 8 or something.
So it all works its way in. Well, let's listen to more of the new CD, one of the songs, Born Alone.
I have heard the war and worry of the gospel, very fast across the void. Charging smoke wheels, spit and swallowed opioids.
Just want to ask you about that, because I'm wondering, is that, as one might think, audio autobiography? You know, is it you that we're hearing about?
I don't know if it's autobiographical, but I certainly feel a deep connection to the concept of being born alone and dying alone. I think that there's a fatalism that was a part of my life growing up that I was really attempting to transcend, I think, or defy.
Eyes deceiving glory, I was born to die alone.
What the song feels like to me is like it comes back to the one constant, transcendent consolation I've been able to find in my life, and that is rock music. specifically cathartic rock sound, and that's where the song ends, in the abyss. But I feel like it's taunting the abyss. That's my own take on it. I hope I didn't ruin anyone else's enjoyment.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Jeff Tweedy about Wilco's new CD, The Whole Love. But we want to touch on lyrics to an older song. Let's hear, if we can, a little of Ashes of American Flags.
I'm down on my hands and knees every time the doorbell rings. I shake like a toothache when I hear myself sing.
That's from your song Ashes of American Flags. Did you have stage fright, or is there, what's that about?
I don't know. I don't know if I really have stage fright. At one point in time, I do have anxiety disorder, and there's been times in my life where getting on stage has been a trigger for that. But I don't know if that lyric is about that. It's more about just not liking the sound of my voice or just not being comfortable in my own skin. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Anxiety disorder. Does the music help? Does the music provoke it?
I feel like it's something that's been well managed for quite some time now. So it's not. That was just an aside. I wasn't trying to draw attention to that. I think, you know, for as far as something to suffer from, that's probably one of the better things you could suffer from, because it's not going to kill you.
Well, as we said, there are songs in the CD that have some musical experimentation, you know, but others that are just straight ahead beautiful. Just listen to Black Moon for a minute.
I was always right. About the morning. Okay, I'm an old shoe.
What does it feel like to you to, you know, play a song where the guitar, it's you and the guitar. I mean, there's other things there as well, but there's a melodic prettiness to it.
There are a lot of emotions that go with performing songs, and particularly delicate songs like that. But more than anything, I think that one of the great joys of being a performer is that it roots you squarely in time, and it's something that you really can't do unless you are in the present. And I think that alone has allowed music to be a great comfort to me in my life, just being having something that so efficiently forces me into the moment. And I think music, when it's really working for someone, that's what it helps them do as well. So I think that that's always a good place for people to be, as opposed to living in the past or are projecting themselves into the future and all of the anguish that comes with spending too much time in either one of those realms. I think being where you are in your skin at that moment is a great thing, and music certainly has helped me do that.
Jeff Tweedy, the force behind the Chicago-based band Wilco. Jeff Tweedy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
This is how I tell it. Oh, but it's long. One Sunday morning. Oh, one sun is gone.